Let's hit the road and away we go. Take a new direction to a different coast. Maybe we should try and put it on the line. You gotta trust.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And today we have a pre-intermediate lesson. This is part two of a lesson in our office series on the 10 best practices for work emails.
Yeah, so last time we heard numbers 1 to 5. And in this lesson, part two, we'll listen to numbers 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So why don't we just dive in and continue the lesson?
Perfect.
Number 6, acknowledge emails. Sending a timely response to all business emails will increase professionalism. For company-wide emails, it's not generally necessary to reply unless requested. Number 7, avoid all caps. No one likes to be yelled at, so leave the caps lock button alone. Instead, organize your words to express your message. For example, write, "Report due, Tuesday, October 15, end of day," in a separate paragraph. Number 8. Attach carefully. Ask in advance when sending large files, and use a program to compress or zip large attachments. Make sure the file is in a format that the receiver can open, like Microsoft Word or Excel. Number 9. Double-check email address. Making a habit of checking the address will ensure that you don't make the mistake of sending to the wrong person. Save the email address for last, or you might accidentally hit the send button partway through. Number 10. Sign off with style. Your email signature is like your business card. Using one standard font will make your emails come off as more professional.
Okay, so we just heard the next 5 tips on email etiquette or how to be more professional in your work emails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this one right away, number 6, acknowledge emails.
Right, big words.
Yeah, it sounds, first of all, the pronunciation, it looks like acknowledge, but the k is actually g, like basically it sounds like egg. Acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
Yeah, acknowledge.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think accents might be a little different.
Yes, yeah.
Because I would pronounce it more of an ah sound.
Oh, acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
Acknowledge, yeah, acknowledge.
But
yeah.
The K, you're right, is minimized there.
Yes, yeah. And this just means to show that you noticed something.
Yes, I am terrible about doing this. I forget.
Yeah, so for example, oh, I went to the party to see John, but John didn't even acknowledge me. He didn't even show that he noticed me.
Right. Yeah, so yeah. If or when you get an email, you maybe don't have the answer or you don't have time to answer, you can say, thanks for your email.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Yeah. And even if you don't need to answer a question, you can just say, oh, thank you for your email. Or,
yes.
Got it. I got it. I got your email.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you want to send a timely response to all business emails.
Yeah. And timely is like as soon as you can. We also say prompt.
Prompt.
Yeah. Prompt.
Right away is basically. So an expression we often use is timely fashion.
Yeah, in a timely fashion. Yeah.
So, you know, you should do your homework in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
Just means kind of efficiently and right away.
Yeah, quickly. Yeah. And this will increase your professionalism.
Right.
Yeah.
So being the act of being professional.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And again, this doesn't mean your skill. It means your behavior, your attitude.
Your dress.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Those kinds of things. So if the person doesn't know if you got the email, then that person might be waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to say, hey, I got your email. I got it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, for company-wide emails, it's generally not necessary to reply unless requested.
Right, because these emails go to everybody.
Everybody. So remember last in the part one, we talked about the reply all button?
Yes, yeah.
Same idea here.
Yeah. And this word company-wide, we use this wide a lot. We can say worldwide.
Country, nationwide.
Nationwide, citywide.
Right. It just means across the whole area.
Yeah, to everybody.
So in this case, across the whole company means it includes everyone in the company.
Yeah. Yeah. So another thing about being professional is writing emails in kind of a calm way. You don't want to yell in your email.
No. Avoid all caps.
Right. And all caps, just to confirm, all caps is the button on the left side, I think?
Yes.
Sometimes it's called caps lock.
Yes.
And it makes every letter big.
Yes. And when you do this, it makes you sound like you're yelling.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
My mother had a phone that was preset for caps lock.
Oh, okay.
So she would say things like, I love you, but it would be like yelling at me, I love you.
Yeah, so some languages don't have this capital letters and small letters, but in English we do. So when you write a sentence in capital letters, in big letters, it's like, I'm yelling at you. So
Exactly. Often when I write, if I want to emphasize something or stress something, I will put one word in caps.
Yeah. And so what you should do is leave the caps lock button alone.
Right. Mm-hmm. So leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Don't touch it.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
If you want quiet time, you can say to people, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if there's children, you can say, you know, leave that.
Yeah.
Leave my phone alone. Mm-hmm, don't touch my
phone.
Leave
it alone, yeah. Now, those are good examples. So if you want to emphasize something or you want somebody to see something, organize your words to express your message. Like, for example, here, report due Tuesday, October 15, end of day. That's not a sentence, but it's easy to see the information.
Right. And it's very direct to the point.
Mm-hmm. You could underline something, but don't underline too much.
Mm-hmm.
If you start caps lock on everything and underline and make something different colors, then it's getting really
too busy.
Yeah, too busy. Yeah, yeah.
And now what's the next thing that you want to do?
Yeah, this is another thing that a recipient, the person receiving your email, doesn't want is a big, huge attachment.
Or attachments that are unnecessary.
Yeah, unnecessary attachments. So attach carefully.
So basically, you want to ask beforehand or in advance when you're sending big files.
Mm-hmm.
And use a program to compress or zip.
Mm-hmm.
So zip,
this
is, with some files, if you have a PC, not a Mac.
Yeah, PC, yeah.
You want to compress or make your files smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So we call that zip.
Yeah, zipping a file. It's like a zipper. And compressing is to flatten or squeeze something to make it smaller.
Yes.
If you've ever had a panini, this is food, so it's different, but a panini press, it presses the sandwich really small. It makes it smaller.
Right. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. And always do this again in advance. Ask in advance. So ask before. So send an email first. Can I send you a big attachment? And then they say, okay, sure. And then you can send the attachment.
And before you send it, you need to do one more thing. You need to make sure the file is in a format or kind of the program that you use.
So you often can see like there's a dot and then DOC, like doc, or .ppt or .txt, or for Windows, it's .exe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So those, make sure, if you have a Mac, like I do, sometimes I have a program that when I share it, the other person can't open it.
Yeah, so it has to be
not,
the same.
Yeah, it's not compatible.
Yeah, so make sure your attachments are the same format.
Right.
Just some examples of attachments. One of the examples here, please see the attached docs.
Right. So a lot of you did ask this in a previous lesson about how do you say there's attachments.
Yeah.
So you can say, please see attached files, please see the attached files, please see attachments, attachments below. All those types of things.
Yeah, there are many ways to actually say this in the email. Just please see the attachments is very simple.
It's simple and polite.
So one of the most important things...
I was just thinking that, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On our list is next. And
you want to double check the email address.
Yeah, this cannot be more important.
Because if you have this beautifully composed email with all these attachments, but you don't send it to the right place, or it doesn't get sent at all because it bounces back.
Yeah, it comes back, or goes to the wrong person.
Yes, which is scary.
Could be scary,
Especially if it's private information. Mm-hmm. So you double check, meaning you check twice, you triple check, quadruple check that you have the right email address.
Yeah. We use this word all the time, double check. Oh, I just double checked.
So, for example, before I leave the house, I always double and triple check to make sure I have my phone charger.
Yeah, and today I rode a bike here, so I locked my bike outside and I double checked that it was safe.
Because it was stolen.
Yeah, because my bike was stolen. So I got a new bike.
I want to double and triple check that.
So it's good, in the next sentence, it's good to make a habit of
checking the address. Yeah, so when you make a habit of something, what are you doing?
Yeah, you do it regularly. You do it all the time.
So it becomes a habit.
Yeah, it becomes a habit.
You do it without even thinking.
Mm-hmm. And this is kind of, this expression we always say, make a habit of, and the object.
Doing, you know, checking your email once a day, phoning your mother every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always a gerund.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And we can often say like, oh, I want to make a habit of it, or I should make a habit of it.
Yes. So doing something regularly.
Yeah. And just what I like to do when I write emails, I don't write the address until I'm ready to send.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
And if you double check and make a habit of double checking the email address, this will ensure that you don't make the mistake of sending it to the wrong person.
Yeah. And sure. Just it looks, you can see sure in the word. E-N-S-U-R-E, make sure.
Yeah, guarantee something.
Another one, ensure.
Make sure this happens the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of protect from making a mistake.
Mm-hmm. And this tip, just like you said, save the email address for last, or you might accidentally hit the send button partway through.
Right, yeah. So this is what I do. I finish writing the email, make sure it's perfect and beautiful, and then I write the address at the end because I have accidentally sent an email. I pressed the send button and it went to the person, but it wasn't finished.
Right. So partway through. Yeah. So partway means in the middle sometimes not exactly middle, just it means it's not finished.
Yeah. We also say you might know halfway.
Yeah.
Halfway done or halfway through. This could be like 25% or
something. Or 30.
Yeah. We don't know how much, but it's not finished.
Right. So I'm partway done my homework.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm partway, my vacation is partway over.
Yeah. Partway over.
You know, it means it's not beginning. It's not ending. It's kind of in the middle somewhere.
In the middle somewhere. Yeah. So finally, to make yourself remembered, you should sign off with style, number 10.
Right. You want the person getting your email, especially if it's a job application, to remember who you are. So when you want to sign off or you want to close the email, often call it a closing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a close. It's the final part. Maybe you've seen sincerely.
Yes.
That's a sign off.
Right. Best wishes.
That's another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we finish these podcasts, we sign off. It's like, okay, guys, see you later. Bye-bye.
Right. Yeah. And you want to do this with style.
With
This is where you make yourself stand out. When you do something with style, it means it's a little personal touch. It doesn't mean for a business email to change the color.
Right, yeah.
Or to have a fancy font.
Right, make it simple.
Make it simple, yeah. But make it you. So yeah. For me, when I sign off these podcasts,
yeah.
I say, take care. That's uh-huh. my thing.
And sometimes I copy. You,
that's okay. Yeah. We share. Mm.
So this is like your email signature,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like signing your name.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And in here, it represents your business card. So yeah. This is your professional image.
Yeah, for sure. And again, we said make it simple. And so use one basic or standard font.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's tons of fonts. So
yeah.
The font is how things are written. So yeah. My favorite is Arial.
Arial, yeah. There's Times New Roman is right. The most common one, probably.
As long as you don't use symbols or wingdings, mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
where
yeah.
There's no words.
Yeah, so this is the style of the letters.
Yes.
And make sure those are simple and easy to read, but that the person can remember them.
Right, mm-hmm. And the reason is if things are simple, mm-hmm. easy to read, professional looking,
yeah.
Your emails will come off yeah. as being professional.
Yeah, so this is, it's kind of like an impression,
mm-hmm.
like giving a first impression.
Right, so mm-hmm. We also use the word seem, S-E-E-M,
yeah.
Or appear.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just means the person will have that impression.
Yeah, like you can say this if you meet somebody. Oh, I met a new friend at the coffee shop, but he came off a little bit...
cold?
A little cold. He came off a little rude.
Yes.
Okay, so that means that was my first impression. He came up, he appeared or he seemed rude.
Right. Mm. My feeling mm-hmm. to his behavior
yeah, yeah.
was this.
And so it might not be true, but that's the impression.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in emails, it's all in writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't see your lovely
yeah.
smile
yeah, yeah.
or your great hair. Mm-hmm. They only have your words and what is on that screen or paper.
Yeah. So make sure it looks good.
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we take another listen to the monologue?
Perfect.
Okay. Number 6. Acknowledge emails. Sending a timely response to all business emails will increase professionalism. For company-wide emails, it's not generally necessary to reply unless requested. Number 7. Avoid all caps. No one likes to be yelled at, so leave the caps lock button alone. Instead, organize your words to express your message. For example, write, "Report due. Tuesday, October 15, end of day," in a separate paragraph. Number 8. Attach carefully. Ask in advance when sending large files, and use a program to compress or zip large attachments. Make sure the file is in a format that the receiver can open, like Microsoft Word or Excel. Number 9. Double-check email address. Making a habit of checking the address will ensure that you don't make the mistake of sending to the wrong person. Save the email address for last, or you might accidentally hit the send button partway through. Number 10. Sign off with style. Your email signature is like your business card. Using one standard font will make your emails come off as more professional.
Right, so we just heard tips 6 to 10 of email etiquette or the 10 professional or ways to write professional emails.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to part 1,
yes.
The last lesson, then please check that out because there are some very, very useful tips for you when you're writing work emails.
Right.
So check out part 1. That's numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And of course, today's lesson 6 through 10.
Right. And we learned some great language here. Mm-hmm. Timely responses.
Yeah, yeah. Attachments.
Attachments.
Yeah.
Double checking things.
Yeah, remember that one. Make a habit of.
Right. Mm-hmm. So... all of these words, you know, are very, very useful in mm-hmm. terms of writing these emails,
mm-hmm.
but you can use them generally too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When you're driving, always double check over your shoulder so you
yeah.
don't hit another car.
Yeah.
Attachments, mm-hmm. you know.
Acknowledge somebody.
Acknowledge,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So they're
yeah.
kind of universal as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So hopefully the language here that you learned, the words you learned, and the tips were really useful.
And if you have any other tips or other experiences with work emails, let us know.
Please do.
Mm-hmm. So we look forward to reading your comments and have a great day.
Take care. Listen, all we got.